Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee here with Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team. Our first in-season check-in of the 2025 outdoor season. And coach, it's been fun so far. You've had a handful of meets, really haven't been limited by the weather, and have had some school records already broken and some top 10 all fastest times in different events. And a lot of new faces that have joined some of the returning faces we knew were going to be very good. Just how much excitement and buzz is there around the team knowing that things have gone pretty well so far this year?
Yeah. You know, it's been a really good start so far. You know, indoor, we had a great indoor season, saw a lot of good things. And now that we're outdoor, a couple outdoor meets so far, we've put a few things together. And like you said, we've had a couple school records, sprint medley, first night out. I knew they'd run well. I didn't know they'd run quite that well. So it was exciting to see that happen a couple weeks ago at Southeast Polk. And then Harrison breaking the 200 record that's been around for 15, 16 years. You know, those things are just fun, and that does create a lot of excitement and just energy amongst the team, you know, when you start doing those things. So yeah, it's been a really exciting start and seeing a lot of great things out of a lot of kids, and excited to see where we head from here.
Well, and you've had a good mix of meets so far, from Waukee to Southeast Polk, and then a smaller school field where you got to get a lot of guys in before Jim Duncan this weekend at Oskaloosa. And at each of those meets, I'm sure you were excited to see different guys performing. I think that's kind of the narrative, is that Harry and Kanan and some of those guys are fantastic, and we'll talk a lot about them throughout the year. But through these three meets, you've got to see different people stress test and really responded well.
Yeah, you know, like you say, a kid like Nathaniel Ligman, who's new to us this year, has been running well through the whole season, then really busted out at Southeast Polk with a really good 400. And, you know, Colin Current, always a solid runner and stuff, but I think he's running better right now than he was last year at this point. You know, he looks really strong. And then we have new guys like Nate Warner coming out for track for the first time, Emmanuel Deer showing up and running track. You know, those guys are fitting into some places for us and doing some things. So yeah, you know, it's exciting to see the older guys doing well and some of the new guys doing well. Logan Vandenbroek in the high hurdles, you know, we knew he could be a pretty good hurdler as a sophomore here. We thought maybe he'd be another year away, but, you know, he drops a 15.19 and puts himself in a position where that could be a pretty good event for us also.
Well, and I think that's what's exciting, is that, you know, so much of the track season is you have your indoor season, then outdoor kind of jumps on you quickly. You're trying to get then to Drake Relays, especially with the tradition we have and having some great things across the state. And then here you are with a lot of things that are already in great shape to get to Drake. So it really allows you these next couple of weeks to maximize a lot of things.
Yeah, I think that gives us, you know, getting a few of those things done early, like Kanan in the mile and the 2 mile, doing, you know, getting the blue standard right away. Gives us a chance to do some of those other things. He doesn't have to worry about trying to get that qualifying time. And it does. It gives us a lot of flexibility. And like I said, we got a lot of guys. You know, I look at our 4x2. I think we could mix 8 different guys in there and run a similar time every time. So that gives us a lot of flexibility. And same thing with the 4x4. We can mix 6, 7, 8 guys in there and run a really good time. And it gives us a good chance to not overrun anybody, overcompete anybody. And give lots of different kids, you know, opportunities. So yeah, it's been fun so far and excited.
We're here with Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team, as we're checking in. As this airs, it'll be the Jim Duncan Invitational that'll be ongoing up in Des Moines at Drake Stadium. And coach, that's an opportunity that opened up a couple of years ago. Used to be just a CIML only event. Over the last 2 or 3 years, you've had Little Hawkeye, Raccoon River, two of the best conferences in the state already outside of the CIML added to that mix. And what that does, coach, is it gives you A, an extra opportunity to run at Drake Stadium, B, gets you a good chance to qualify for Drake, and C, obviously gets you to see just how good your guys are against some of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, you know, it's a great meet. It's a whole day. You know, it's a long day, but it gives it that same feel of the Drake Relays. It gives it the same feel of the state meet, where you have a lot of time between events. You know, you got to cool down and reactivate and get warmed up again. And it just kind of gives you that same feel of those. And the competition is outstanding. You know, you get the CIML teams and like you said, Raccoon River and Little Hawkeye, there's a lot of good track and field in those conferences, along with the Alliance Conference. There's several teams in there that have a lot of good stuff. So, you know, yeah, it's just a great opportunity to run against some of the best teams in the state and to see kind of where you match up and where you stack up to all those teams right now.
Well, and ironically, a great opportunity to qualify to run there or compete there 2 weeks later. And, you know, I got a chance to go through this week and did a list for our station of, you know, either as of right now, people who are in the Drake relays or those who are on the outside looking in. And we've got a lot of those guys on your roster alone. And I know that that's not the end all be all. You want to be a state champion coming up in mid-May, but that's got to be really exciting that this weekend in particular, and even the next couple weeks, you have a great opportunity to get guys back to the Blue Oval before state.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it's a great opportunity to compete in the venue to, first of all, against great competition, but to have that similar feel of what the state meet. And like you said, that's our end all be all is that state meet. But the number of times you get to be on the track and in that environment with great competition, it just gets you prepared for that. So those are great setup meets for us to be able to do something come the end of May.
And then the 2 weeks leading into Drake after Jim Duncan this weekend, what do those look like for you? Because obviously at that point, you probably have a lot of relays and guys who are probably or very likely going to be there in 2 weeks. How do you then kind of break that down, knowing you have other guys on the team that want opportunities and you've got another team that you're coaching, you know, behind this varsity group that could be doing so much?
Yeah, you know, it gets a little challenging at times trying to get everybody into something that we want to see, you know, see done. That's why we're like, at Oskaloosa this week, we had kind of our second team, but it had a mixture of some of our higher end guys because there's just some events we wanted to see those guys in, and we can't always do that in the other meets. So I think that's kind of what the next couple of weeks looks like for us at Pella Christian next week. We have a group that will go down to Fairfield also, you know, try to maximize some of those younger kids and get them as many races as possible. And this year with the rollback year, our schedule's kind of weird. So we get some longer breaks between meets, which is nice. And we get some really good practice in, which doesn't always happen once the meet starts. So, yeah, looking forward to that and get some rest in there also, which is important to these kids. And yeah, I think it's going to be a really good last 5-6 weeks of the season.
Well, you and I get a chance to catch up during tulip time, so it'll be after the Drake Relay. So I'll mention that already. Looks like you'll have quite a few guys up there and clearly the intent of getting more to have that opportunity and really a unique meet, right? Because you're mixed in with the collegiate athletes and the professionals. There's a different kind of buzz than the state tournament necessarily. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what are your thoughts about the Drake Relay, is the importance that it has to the program and what you're looking forward to here in 2 weeks?
It's always an important thing. Like we said earlier, we don't put a ton of emphasis on it, but it's important to be able to, you know, compete against those really good. And it's good for our kids because we have kids that have aspirations of going on and running collegiately. You get to be in front of those coaches and you get to see those coaches and those coaches get to see you. So it's important to those kids to get a run in that environment. And seeing the college athletes run and seeing the professional athletes run is just good for the sport. And it's good for, you know, the health of our program, for our kids to see elite college runners and elite professional runners getting to compete on the same track they are. It's a cool feeling.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun these next couple of weeks. And like I said, we'll check in at Tulip Time. That's Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, always appreciate your time, and I'll get to see you at the Blue Oval soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.